This is Kinetic Podcast, a podcast for those with a heart for reaching kids. I'm your host, Josh Combs, and each episode you're going to hear practical insights and strategies that will hopefully inspire you to energize your kidmen. Thank you so much for listening and enjoy today's episode. Well, today on Kinetic Podcast, it is so good to have two good friends of mine, Ryan and Cheyenne Copeland in West Monroe, Louisiana. And for the first time ever, we are actually recording off-site here in West Monroe. Get to spend the weekend with Living Way Apostolic Church. And we are doing a podcast with these two. It is so good to have you guys here. You guys are the kids pastors here at Living Way. Yep. Welcome to Kinetic Podcast.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
So guys, thank you so much for being on the podcast, and I know a little bit about your guys' story. Been able to know you guys for a while now, but why don't you share with our listeners kind of where you guys started in kids ministry, how you guys met. Just kind of tell us, you know, what led you to here today.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll go first, if that's okay. All right. So my dad has always been involved in kids ministry. He is the Sunday school director here at our church, Living Way, and always been involved in it. And so coming up, you know, always came to church, loved Sunday school, stuff like that. So whenever I got to be a senior in high school, I kind of made a big decision in my life. I went to a boot camp, Soul Winners boot camp, and went there, and we were in a park praying with people, and there was a kid standing there, and he had his hands lifted. No one was praying with him, and I thought, wow, this is a cool opportunity. Literally thought nothing else about it. Started praying with the kid. The kid got the Holy Ghost, and almost audibly, it felt like the Lord spoke to me, and he said, you know, this is what you're supposed to be doing. So it was like a watershed moment, I think is what people call that.
Yeah.
So I broke down, you know, right there in the middle of the park. People probably thought something was seriously wrong with me. So I was sitting there, and I was just like, man, I got to do something. I got to do something. I wasn't involved in any kind of kids ministry. I was still in the youth group. So I got back, and I went and talked to my dad. I was like, Dad, I got to do something. I want to be involved in Jesus Giants. And he was like, great, awesome. Let's get you plugged in. And I'd love to say that I just jumped in and immediately started, you know, teaching lessons, and but I didn't. I was like a door holder and took kids to the bathroom, you know. And so that was where it started for me. Just very simple. I was 17 years old. You know, had that huge moment where I knew that I just needed to do something.
Yeah.
And I knew kids was the avenue that God wanted me to go down. So I walked. So went down that avenue.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. And so from there, kind of what was the next step? You got involved with the local church?
Got involved here. Had great leaders to start, help me start out. You know, just doing skits, doing silly mime skits or puppets or you know, anything that could, you know, use my energy, because I was kind of a wired up kid, you know. I had a lot of energy, so
yeah,
to put that to use in ministry was like goals, you know. That was really cool. So I could get up there and act absolutely crazy, and the kids loved it, and you know, it was really fun. It was I always say that God blessed me with goofy. You know, I can just go up there, and I'm awkward looking anyways.
It's a spiritual gift.
It is, and I'm awkward looking anyways. I'm like 6 foot, and I'm lanky, and you know, 6 foot, however, one or whatever. And so God blessed me with goofy. And I just felt like using that was incredible. So that's where I went. After I was involved for a little while, obviously me and Cheyenne started dating, and she was involved with kids ministry. And I don't want to step on your toes. I'll let you talk about how you got started. So we got involved, and then the Lord kept us. You know, we had a great time as we were coming up and learning. We did SALT, which I know you had Brother Skluza to check on.
Yeah.
Not too long ago. Great, great influence in our lives. We did SALT, and that was another monumental moment for me to kind of go in there and get that training and equipping. So when we started dating, we weren't the kids pastors yet, right? So our pastor came to us, and he's like, hey, look, I want you to pray about something. I was like, oh, cool, all right, what are we going to pray about? He's like, we're starting a daughter work, and I want you to be the kids pastor of that daughter work. And I'm like 18 years old, mm-hmm. And I was like, I thought that was the coolest thing in the world. So we got all the daughter work stuff started. We got all the daughter work stuff started, and our first service at this daughter work, 200 kids was the first service.
Wow.
18 years old.
Yeah.
I wish you could see my face right now because I had no clue what to do.
Yeah.
No clue. I mean, I was absolutely scared out of my mind. You know, 200 kids. I've never been a kids pastor before, you know, and so I was absolutely terrified. So we started doing that from our first service. We were giving a bunch of stuff away. It was kind of in a low income area. We give a bunch of stuff away. The second service, I think we had 12 kids. So it was almost like God showed me, this is where you can go.
Yeah.
And then this is, but you're going to start right here.
Yeah.
You know? And so like, it was almost like, you know, beginning with the end in mind, you know, I know you say that a lot. And so I was like, wow, you know? And so we had kids church at our main campus Sunday morning. We'd go eat lunch, then have second campus service where I was the kids pastor, right? We would do that. We'd have service there. We'd leave and we'd come back here for Sunday night service. And so that was that way for, months we did that. And although it was absolutely tiring, it was so difficult. We had to move sound equipment every week. I was always stressed about who we were going to have over there to help.
Yeah.
All of that, I've never in like 6 months learned more about kingdom work and being kingdom minded than I did in that amount of time. Because those kids, they came in, they were completely unchurched. You know, they never experienced church like we have, you know. And so it was a very unique experience. I had to learn how to structure a service, to minister to different types of cultures, types of kids. So it was very I don't know what the word is, but it freezing up here.
That's why Cheyenne's here.
Yeah. But it was super.
As she looks at me with her wide eyes like, wait a minute, I wasn't ready for that.
No, it was super informative, super awesome to learn about all that. But it was definitely like being thrown in the deep end.
Yeah.
You know, with some floaties.
Yeah.
But from that, we took so many different learning tools. We took so many different tools from that. And then so in 2016, that was in 2014. And then, right, or 2013. Oh, so it was way before that. That was in 2012. So we did that. And then we continued to do work here. And then in 2016, Cheyenne and I got married in 2014. Best day of my life. And then...
It's good you got that date.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah.
Or at least the year.
Yeah, yeah.
You know the date, right?
Yeah.
What is it?
Go ahead, Sean. Tell him. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. March 29, 2014. I know.
What is that written on your on the back of your
hand
there?
Don't worry about it. March 29, 2014, we got married. And then January of 2016, I came in full-time staff as children's pastor here at Living Way Apostolic Church. And you know, that's a huge blessing because, you know, full-time children's pastors were few and far between, mm-hmm. you know, and for our church to be blessed to be able to bring me on, it was very humbling and very exciting at the same time.
Yeah.
And so it was really, really neat.
Very cool. Very cool. So talk to us guys about what you're doing here with the kids ministry, Jesus Giants.
Yeah, Jesus Giants.
And I know we've been talking this weekend, you know, about your passion of discipleship, you know, discipling kids. And you have a really cool theme right now, right?
Yeah,
Disciple me.
Disciple me.
Talk to us about the structure of your kids ministry. And, you know, our topic today is discipling kids for Christ. So talk to us about how that fits, you know, in the fabric of your kids ministry and your processes of discipling kids.
Yeah, absolutely. So 2017, the start of this year, God really began to deal with me about, you know, we're doing all this cool stuff, you know, which I said I went full time in 2016. So I felt like that first year was kind of me getting my feet wet, mm-hmm. you know, understanding how the culture of a staff works and things like that. So 2017, God really began to deal with myself and Cheyenne about discipleship. And so as I was praying about it, because I mean, I had no idea how to do this, you know, what to pursue, you know, So as I was praying about it, I actually remembered, and kind of giving you some props here, I remembered on Kinetic Podcast, you had Moses Alvarez on. And so, and I remembered him talking about discipleship and things that he did. And for some reason, it stuck out in my mind, and it was like God was telling me, okay, reach out to Moses. You know, I was like, okay, well, I never spoke to him or anything. Well, I followed what God said. I reached out to him, and he just gave me a plethora of information and tools to use. And so now he has a discipleship program that he uses, and some of our stuff sort of mirrors that. I did change some of the things just to fit our culture. But he helped me tremendously put this stuff together. And so our discipleship program is called the Safety Program. So if you think about walking like a crosswalk, right, from, you know, getting to a school. Mm-hmm. So one day I was driving, we have a school just down the road, I was driving into work, and there was a crosswalk, and I saw some parents walking their kids across this crosswalk. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's for safety reasons, right? And it kind of stood out to me. It's like, you know, we're in charge of getting these children from where they are now to heaven, right? From this world to heaven. Not only that, we're responsible as their leaders from getting them in that spiritual walk, you know, because there are dangers out there. There are fast moving things of life that could injure them, hurt them, you know, spiritually. And so we're responsible being their safety.
Guardians,
their guardians, their safety workers, you know? So that really stood out to in my mind. I was like, okay, what can I do with safety? And so I started putting in, you know, big, what do you call those things? Like S stands for this. What is that called?
The acronyms?
Yeah, acronyms. Sorry.
I just learned that word myself.
Well, so I'm a big acronym guy. And so I started penciling it out.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Acronyms.
Big guy,
Yeah. Yes, the acronym. Yes. What's it called? An analogical? I don't know.
Analogical?
Yeah, an analogical. So, anyways, what was it?
The acronym. Cheyenne, anything you want to add? Yeah.
Or just, you know, start talking, take this mic away from me.
So you had the acronym.
Yeah, so the acronym, I started writing it down. I was like, oh, S, okay. S means study God's word. Okay, cool. Yeah, that's easy.
Yeah.
A, apply it to my life. F, find my purpose. Okay, and then E is elevate my prayer.
Yeah.
And then I was like, T-Y. Okay. And then so I thought, I'm going to drop the Y. And I just hyphenated it because that's what we do. So I hyphenated and put T, and it was tell everyone about Jesus.
Okay.
In our discipleship program, it first starts with doctrine. Study God's word. The first thing we do is we have a class called Foundations during this discipleship program, where they come in and I sit them down and I just start teaching them. Now, I'm specific about who I'm teaching. I take when they turn 8 years old, that's when I start picking them up for this class, right? So I teach them foundational principles, Acts 2 and 38, you know, belief in one God, you know, why we're baptized in the name of Jesus. The Holy Ghost is essential to salvation. That's what I teach them. Study God's word. Understand it. Because if they can understand it, then they can take the next step and apply it to their life.
Yeah.
And so I want them to have a foundation, understanding of why we believe what we believe. Because if you can understand why we believe it, you can tell people about it.
Yeah.
You can enact that in your life. So the first thing was study God's word, and we teach a foundations class, and it's actually pretty cool because once you complete part of the discipleship program, they have these vests that they wear, their safety vests.
Yeah, I saw that today.
Because of the name.
Yeah, very cool.
And so they can. Yeah, it's a safety vest. So that's acronym. Yeah, they can.
Very analogical.
Yeah, analogical. Uh-huh. So they can take and get a badge. And for completing this foundations class, and it's a 5-week course.
Yeah, tell us about the badges. I saw that today. That was
pretty cool. So we have different badges that the kids can earn for completing and doing different things within this program. So we have a Holy Ghost badge, right? So that's obviously when a kid gets the Holy Ghost, mm-hmm. then they get a Holy Ghost badge. We have a water badge. That's for when they get baptized in the name of Jesus. We have a helping hands badge. That's for when a kid shows that they're helping around the church. Maybe when we have an event, they can pick up tables and chairs. They hold doors open for elders, picking up some trash in the church, you know, just different things
that we watch for to see, and that's specific too, that they're not like, you know, walking around like, hey Brother Ryan, hey, Sister Cheyenne, look, I'm picking up this trash. You know, it's, you right. know, we notice these things that they're just doing out of the love for the church and yeah. love for others. So we have that. Another badge that we have is the teacher badge. So they teach a lesson in their Sunday school or their class, or even in Jesus Giants, we've had kids come up and they teach a little 5-10 minute lesson to the other kids. And so they can earn a badge for doing that as well. We also have what we call the Fisher badge, because Jesus called us to be fishers of men. Right. And so if they bring 3 kids to church in a year, now 3 people to church in a year, that's not crazy, but it's not to be, the badge isn't to where it's not meant to be unattainable. We want yeah. these to be attainable goals yeah. for the kids, because if you can make them attainable, then it's more exciting.
Right, and they can grow up. They can get three friends there, and they can get 6.
Exactly.
10. That's awesome, man. So I like the part about teaching. Do you actually have them teach a class? How does that work?
Yeah, absolutely. So when we do that, the kid will just sit down with them, and we've went to kids, and we've also had kids come up to us and say, hey, look, I want to teach a class. What do you think about this? They've come with, even we've even had some of them come with notes, and they're like, hey, look, let me teach this class.
Generally, this is more of our 8 to 10 year olds that okay. are getting into all that.
Gotcha. So really the badges is for the 8 and up.
Well, teaching the lesson part.
Teaching yes. the lesson part.
Yes.
Gotcha. Which, you know, that's pretty reasonable, because, you know, younger kids, it's going to be tough. Right. So that's really cool. And then do you have like a requirement for how many you have to teach? How many?
No, it's just them teaching just one.
Gotcha.
Just one.
Very cool. And that's, and so you have that, whatever, if it's up in Jesus Giants, or is it sometimes on Wednesday class as well?
Yeah, absolutely. They can teach in any avenue. So I've roped in all of our Wednesday night warrior teachers.
Yeah.
All of our Wednesday night teachers. They know about the safety program, and they keep an eye out for these types of things as well. And so any kid that wants to come in and teach a lesson, you know, obviously we want them to, they've come to us and say, hey, I want to teach a lesson. Well, I say, okay, that's great, but here's what I want you to do. I want you to take a week. I want you to prepare. I want you to pray about it. I want you to sit down with mom and dad, you know, and kind of discuss these different yeah. things. So we make sure that they have prep time, because that's important as well. You don't yeah. want to just, you know, instilling that preparation, that work ethic is important as well. So we want them to take that time, and then we talk to their teacher, find out a good date to do that. And so, yeah, they go in there and they teach a little lesson, whatever it may be, whatever God put on their heart, and, you know, you activate the next generation.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. And those are some great practical things that if you can get them to teach, get them to bring their friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, that's part of discipleship. What are some examples, stories that you guys you can share that you've seen of really seeing kind of the transformation? Because I know it's transformed your kids.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, spiritual growth. What are some of the results of this?
Yeah, absolutely. So the discipleship class, this is a really cool, God really blew my mind with this. But we've taught, I think I've taught 3. So they're 5 weeks, and I don't teach them every month, because I take time to – I handpick the kids that I want to bring in. I always do like 2 bus kids, 2 church kids, and then maybe like a kid who I feel like could really benefit. Maybe they're kind of shy or something like that. So yeah. I handpick them. And so every kid that's gone through this foundations class of One God, Plan of Salvation, they've all – gotten baptized in Jesus' name and received the gift of the Holy Ghost since we've done it. Every single one of them.
Wow.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And I mean, that's almost like 15 kids, I think, since just the start of the year.
Yeah.
Which I know it's November, but you know, that to me, that's really cool. That's a really cool thing.
Yeah.
Also, our kids, you can tell a holy boldness has come over some of them. We had a mom come up to us a couple months ago, and they were sitting at a table, and they were ordering, and the waiter sat down kind of beside, or knelt down to ask the child what he wanted, and the kid was just kind of looking at him. He said, what church do you go to? And the guy was like, you know, bud, I'm actually right now I'm looking for a church, you know. And the kid was like, you should really come to our church, it's really fun, you know, just like that.
Yeah,
that in that, and if you know this kid, he really doesn't step out of his box, he's kind of shy, but to really step out and to do that kind of thing was really, really impressive to me. And that's also a testament to his parents. He has great parents. But just since we started this, we've been pushing discipleship. Tell everyone about Jesus. Tell everyone about Jesus. And I believe that's another testament to that.
Yeah,
well.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
When a kid, you know, is baptized or receives the Holy Ghost, is there anything that you – I know obviously this is part of that, but is there anything you do directly you know, reaching out to them or anything like that, like to continue that step, the discipleship step?
Oh, I mean, well, yeah, when they get the badge, and we, you know, we continue to tell them, hey, look, this is awesome, you know, just furthering that. Maybe we're like,
and we've done a program with our older kids that have gone through this class. They're part of, is it LEAD?
Yeah, LEAD.
LEAD. So they become leaders actually in our kids' church. Okay. So we have an action team that we rotate with our staff every week, but we also have incorporated some of these children to give them a little bit more of a responsibility through our church every single week. So yeah, it's training them, discipling them to know what we believe, why we believe it, and then it's putting them into action with an actual ministry.
Wow. That's all. What are some of the ministries that they're involved with at that point?
Well, like I said, you have the action team, then we have a kids choir, and they're the ones singing the solos, you know, doing the leads in that. Like Ryan mentioned before, they teach lessons, and a lot of times we'll have them mentor younger kids. Mm-hmm. So we actually have a bridge group that a lot of our older kids, when we first started, they've moved up. Once they turn 11, they can go to both Jesus Shines and this bridge group, which is junior high age. And they'll actually come up every other Sunday and be part of our small groups that we have every Sunday morning right at the beginning. So it kind of helps break down the lesson. Of course, we have a staff member with them, but they're implementing into the small group. So it's kind of continuing, bridging the gap between kids ministry and youth ministry.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that.
Yep, and we've even had some kids that have gone on to be a little bit older, but they're actually like in the usher department now too. And so they're like helping take the offering. Of course, they walk with the usher and they don't like count money, but they're still there involved in a role that's that's a little, you know, bigger, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Opening doors for elders and greeting visitors and stuff like that.
Yeah. So. Well, you're already getting that lifestyle of discipleship and exactly serving.
Yep.
And so that way when they do become older and their middle school, high school is just second nature to them.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what we want. That's what we want. We want the church to be the most important thing to them. You know, of course we like the sports and stuff, but we want church to become the most important thing. Where everything, their life is here. You know, that's what we want, because that is what a disciple is. That's what it's all about. You know, when Jesus was in the boat with Peter, you know, he said, "Follow me," and Peter dropped his livelihood. He dropped his job. You know, then he looked at James and John, and he left it their family. You know, that just shows the importance of discipleship and how, you know, Jesus wanted us to follow him with everything that we have. And that's what we want to instill in these kids, to follow God with everything that they have.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. I love it. Now, what are some practical steps, advice that you maybe give some kids, pastors, leaders out there? Maybe they're listening and they don't have anything in place like you guys do. And you know, we understand it's not going to look the same for every church, every kids minister, every kids ministry. But what are some steps that kids ministers can take, like right now, you know, or within the next you know, couple weeks of getting a discipleship culture? Because I really think that's what you've developed here.
Right.
It's not just a program, but it's a culture of, hey, we're going to get our kids involved and we're giving them direction. So what are some steps that people can take in their ministries right now to do that?
Yeah, I think the first absolutely most important thing you can do, and it's the thing that I lean the heaviest on, is that foundations class. I think if you can get our kids understanding what we believe, and that doesn't require anything. That just requires you sitting down, getting the scriptures together, getting, you know, typing it out. And I do a fill in the blank so the kids can go and keeps their attention going along. I think you need to establish in their hearts a solid foundation of why we believe what we believe and why we do what we do.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's the most important thing, because if they know it now, when they get in middle school and when they get in high school, when they go on to college, those tests and those trials aren't going to be as bad, because, you know, David, he fought a bear and a lion before he ever fought a giant. You know, kids fight real things right now.
Yeah.
They fight real things right now. And if we can equip them with the tools that they need to take down these bears and these lions, because like my pastor, Nathan Thornton, always says, if you want to throw us up against a bear and a lion or a giant, I'm going to take the giant all day. So if you can equip them with the tools right now and understand and shore up their foundation, then I think that's the first thing that someone needs to do. That's the absolute most important thing.
I don't know if you already went through it, but what's real quick, what's the structure of the foundations class? Like, when do you do that?
So it's a 5-week course. The first thing that we go in and the first thing that we talk about is one God. We go in there and we give them all the scriptures for one God.
And is this on Sunday?
No, or? this is actually during a Wednesday.
Okay.
I take them on a Wednesday. I pull them out with the permission of their teachers. I take them out of their class and then go over almost like a Sunday school setting with them. Have them follow along with me as I'm reading. They're filling in blanks. They're answering questions. I have candy. Classroom style. So they fill in the blanks and then we're just asking questions. Maybe they've heard things at school, because that was big for me when I was a kid. I'd hear things at school and I'd be like, I didn't know how to respond to that. I didn't know what to do. So we go over real life scenarios. So that's the first one. Week one is why we believe in one God. You know, I really hit a lot of emphasis on John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word. You know, I hit a lot on that. And then the next week we start the plan of salvation. Week two is repentance. We go into repentance. I even do a high level tabernacle plan. You know, you're like, wow, that's kind of deep for kids. But I teach the tabernacle plan to the kids.
Yeah.
Very high level.
And you can actually do it in a way where like they love it because props and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And we actually, last time we actually set up some furniture type things and had them walk through the tabernacle.
That's cool.
You know, so we go over repentance. The next week is baptism in Jesus' name. Then the final week is the Holy Ghost. So I say the final week. The last week is the Holy Ghost. And then we actually do a test. Just to make sure. Now, come on. I'm not like a real school teacher here. So,
right.
So no one fails.
But you just want to gauge kind of what was.
Right. And if there's anything that I need to hit again, I've never had to send anyone through the class again. But you just have to gauge. You're right.
What's your criteria? You're doing like, are you starting at a certain age with the foundations class?
With the foundations class, for some reason, I just like that eight-year-old range there. I like to start right there. I think because they can read and write well. I just think that's a good age to start with. Now, I mean, I have had a 7-year-old in there. They were a little more mature, you know, so I could start them a little earlier.
Right.
So it really just depends on the kids. But 8 is a good number.
Yeah. That's cool, man. I love that. So the foundation, because I don't think we got to dig deep into how you did the foundations, and that, like, no pun intended, that really is the foundation of everything you're doing,
really for the
discipleship.
Yeah, absolutely.
So have someone, they should start that, and then what's another step they can take to kind of coincide with that?
Yeah, so after the foundations class, it becomes, I use, for our level 2 class, is I use Shannon Peacock stuff.
Yeah.
You know, kids reaching kids, and I just teach a lesson out of that every week, and then I also, I think at the back of the book it has BIBLE for reaching kids, and so I use that curriculum. It's a great curriculum. Love his stuff. Super easy to teach. I mean, super easy to teach. And so once you get them, once you have them understanding why we do what we do, what we believe, then get them telling other people about that. That's where that next level comes in.
Yeah.
So I really like to do that. And then once that's a 5-week course again. So they learn how to teach a Bible study, and the test, you know, air quotes here, the test at the end is for them to teach a Bible study to one another in the class, just to get them familiar with it in that. And then the third level that we do is the LEAD program. It's putting kids in ministry, and the LEAD is for lower yourself. So we teach them about humility. The E is for high energy, being energetic and always enthusiastic about leadership. You know, even if you're having a bad day, you need to come with a smile on your face, because people are relying on you. You know, it's on you to have a good attitude, which leads us into the A of LEAD. And then the D is determined, you know, determination. You know, through the bad times, through the tough times, you're still a leader. God's called you to do great things, and we want you to stick to that and continue on. So, those are the three levels. You know, obviously, like you said, they don't have to look like that, but we want them to be able to learn and then activate it, be a hearer and then be a doer of it, you know. So those are, I think, pretty easy things that people could really implement. And you don't have to have some fancy booklet. You don't have to have, you know, a bunch of teachers. I teach these, you know, it's super easy. And then,
And that's cool. As the kids pastor, you know, you're teaching the foundations, you know, that obviously you're kind of setting up the vision. I mean, obviously you're not teaching all the classes here. You have a great staff, great volunteers, but laying down that foundation as the kids pastor, it's a great, great example to set. Oh, hey, this is important. You know, teaching the foundations, teaching the basics, teaching the principles is important.
Right. Absolutely.
And so that's going to, what that's going to do, which you know already is, you're seeing that is, again, that's part of you, that's become part of the culture of your kids ministry here.
Right.
And that's going to help with, you know, other teachers influence their teaching of, hey, yeah, we're teaching these things, but let's make sure that we're also talking about doctrine and talking about, you know, reaching to their friends, talking about being involved in ministry, talking about serving. So again, it's all a part of the culture.
Yeah, absolutely. And when those kids, when we have a badge ceremony about once every month and a half to 2 months, once we have our little badge ceremony, those other kids start asking questions. Hey, when can I go through foundations class? When can I, you know, do these different things? When can I teach a lesson? You know, I want to bring my friends to church. I want a badge, you know, and they understand that it's not about the badges, you know, even though that's a cool perk of it, it's deeper than that. You know, so and it's really cool to see the excitement get on their faces when they see their friends who have gone through the foundations class. And I've actually had several of the kids sit there and talk about what they learned, you know, and I wasn't even there. You know, they were just talking about what they learned in foundations class and searching it out for themselves. And that is what we want. That is what the discipleship program is all about right there.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Well, that's some incredible stuff. And I think those are some practical steps that kids ministers can take right now of at least. You know, again, it's not gonna might not look like yours, but it's a plan.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, have a structure, have
absolutely,
you know, A, B, and C to hit.
Yeah.
So that's incredible. Cheyenne, anything you'd like to add to that? No? Awesome. Well, any other things you guys want to add before we get off here? It's been a fun podcast. It's been great being here. I came all the way down to Westmont Road just to do
this
podcast.
The podcast.
Just for this podcast. And
we're really VIPs.
Look, yeah, no, This is a dream come true, man. This is really cool.
Well, I'm sorry that your dreams are that low. You have such a low bar, a standard for your dreams, man.
Oh, come on, man. This is really cool. This is a cool thing.
Well, man, it's been great having you guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
thank you.
No, go ahead. Please say something. Please
say. That's what I do when I say something.
I tried.
Thank you for having us.
Hey, it's an honor. And I think, myself included, I think a lot of people are going to get a lot out of this because I really think this is a key a lot of times a missing part of the puzzle. You know, we have our kids' church programs, you know, we have our Sunday school, we have the curriculum, and we have all of that, but discipleship is so key in kids.
It is. And I just want to encourage somebody out there that's listening, you know, be relational with these kids. You know, I bring these kids into the class, you know, we talk, we sit down, I sometimes have pizza there, I'm talking with them, chatting with them, and just building relationships, because that is key to discipleship. You have to build relationships, and it's nothing more awesome, moving, you know, than when you see a kid get the Holy Ghost and you know that they just learned about it. You know, we had one kid, they left the discipleship class, immediately went home, told their mom and dad they want to get baptized. We baptized them. To me, that is what it's all about. That is so good. And they didn't just get baptized, you know, because their friends were wanting to get baptized. It wasn't just because, you know, they heard about it and they thought, oh, this will be cool. And then, you know, in 5 years when they know more about it, they want to get rebaptized or something. You know, we want them to understand right now that when you take on the name of Jesus, you know, you do it one time and that's all it takes. You know?
Yeah.
And they know it. They know why we're doing it right then.
Yeah. That's awesome, man. Well, this has been great. Thank you guys again for being on the podcast.
Absolutely, man.
And I want to say thank you to all of our listeners for joining us. And we hope you enjoyed this episode. Continue to check us out at kineticpodcast.com for more episodes coming up. We'll see you next time.